It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to wrinkled sheets.
Yeah. I didn't even have to, like, talk you into singing. You were ready to sing. Is it because of the chocolate wine you've been drinking?
I think so. Will you auto-tune wine, that? Do we have auto-tune
we
on there? I'm sorry, guys.
No.
I don't know how to carry a tune.
So that was pretty good. I think when you're drunk, you sound a little more.
I'm not drunk. Don't tell people I'm drunk. Wow.
Okay, when you've had a little bit of
when I had some
adult,
chocolate wine.
Yeah. By who? What is that made? Like, tell me about the wine. You don't have it with you.
It's okay. A wine that is. It's a red wine, and it's infused with chocolate, and it kind of reminds me of like a Kahlua. Yeah, Kahlua is that creamy mixture.
Yeah, but it looks like just an alcoholic Yoo-hoo. That's the consistency when you pour it in the glass. It looks like
right.
Just a...
So the one that I have is from Choco Vine. It's the taste of Dutch chocolate and fine red wine.
Mmm.
And it was quite delightful. This was my first ever encounter with chocolate wine. I'd seen it, but I didn't... Because I know the calories in chocolate wine have got to be like through the roof.
Well, you had a party here on Saturday.
Yes, the twogirlsinabottlewine.com Christmas party,
yeah.
First ever.
That's your other podcast.
Yeah.
If people don't know, that's her other podcast, Two Girls mm-hmm. and a Bottle of Wine. And that wine was opened during the party, but
yes.
You did not have any?
No, I didn't. I was playing host, and I did not want to be the host that passed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did not want to be the host that woke up the next day and went, oh, this place is a mess. So I only had two glasses of wine. The
what?
Whole night. And
but I've seen the size of your glasses. It's like a fish aquarium on a stem.
No. I had a very small, like even smaller than like this glass that I'm holding. It was like a mini glass.
Oh.
And I had two glasses. I'm smart, babe. I'm smart. When you're away, I promise, I'm responsible. When you're here, I kind of feel like I'm protected. I'm safe. Whatevs. But yeah, a couple of the girls had a couple glasses of the chocolate wine. And I was like, how is it? And they're like, well, it's really sweet. And so in my head, I'm going, I'm going to love that. Because most of the time, people think the stuff I like is way too sweet.
Way too sweet.
And yeah, come to find out, they were right.
Well, was your party a success?
It was. And you know, that was my very first ever Christmas party that I hosted, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I've hosted my own birthday parties a couple times.
Now, did you overbuy for everything for the party?
No. So I was being very conscious because you make fun of me.
Let's back this up and tell the story.
Yes, we still have a bag of marshmallows from last Thanksgiving. Not 2015, 2014. I bought too many marshmallows.
Whenever she's planning something, she overbuys for everything.
I like, think it's...
I might need four cans. I might need two cans of this, but I better get four just in case. I might need two bags of marshmallows. I better buy four.
I'm one of those cooks that improvises. Like, my green bean casserole... It's good because it doesn't follow the exact recipe.
Oh.
I get nothing but compliments. I know you don't eat it, but I get nothing but compliments on my green bean casserole because I don't follow the recipe. I take the recipe and I use it as kind of a guide.
Own.
Yeah. But I think growing up poor, I have a fear of running out of food.
Well, it's not just food. It's like, I'm going to get some napkins. There 12 people? I better get four boxes of napkins.
We bought them at the Dollar Tree.
I know, but you see what I'm saying?
It was $4. I'm good. I know, and yeah. But I didn't have that much leftover food. I did so good. I pawned it off at the end of the night. I'm like, here, your college daughter's in town.
If you pawn off food, it still means you had some left.
I know.
How much did you have left?
No, it wasn't as bad as you've seen in the past.
Okay.
I think...
Would you like this extra turkey?
No.
This whole bird? Would you like this?
No. Like, I cooked two packages of meatballs. There was probably one package left, and I gave half of that to the girl that had the college student in town for Christmas. And I gave the other half to you, which you didn't eat all of.
No, but I ate a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I would have eaten more tonight, but you made me think about cooking turkey. Those meatballs were really good. I don't know if you made those or
I did.
Seasoned them or did you
I
make
did.
Them scratch?
Remember you got the cranberry off the shelf.
Yeah, but so you made those from scratch.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not the meatballs themselves. They were pre-cooked meatballs.
Uh-huh.
But the
you
sauce.
You made the sauce and cooked it in the sauce.
They were just plain turkey meatballs.
Ah, well, very nice job.
Thanks.
So,
but yeah, I didn't overbuy too much this time. I made a snowman dip. So the dip looked like a snowman.
And nobody wanted
don't
to eat it.
Don't do it. Because everyone's like, he's so cute. It took like halfway through the party, someone finally took a cracker down the side of him. And
maybe we'll use that as the art for this this podcast. I'll take a picture of your snowman.
Well, it's half eaten
now. I know, but it'll still be a good because it was too cute. Because even I had an email from somebody that said, oh, don't eat the snowman. It's too cute.
It was. It was so cute, and it was super easy. And I was like, no, eat it. That's why I made it. And it tasted so good.
Is all this Pinterest stuff?
No, I haven't been on Pinterest. I Googled the last few weekends before the party, like Christmas ideas, because I didn't want it to be lame. I didn't want people to just be standing around staring at each other. So I I got the ugly sweater cookies. So it's sugar cookies shaped like sweaters. And you put out icing and just decorations for cookies with it. And they can decorate their own ugly sweater.
Yeah.
And then I also
had... Which was a great idea for a party. I mean, that is something not only is it edible, but it's something you got everybody to do.
But no one ate them. Most of the people didn't even take them with them. I was like, do you want to take your ugly sweater? No. I'm like, okay, do you realize it's me and two dogs. Steve's gone.
But I came back and I ate most of them.
Good. That was the plan.
Why do you think they didn't want to take them?
I don't know.
Did they think they weren't going to be tasty or something? Because they were delicious.
No, I think, it's two girls and a bottle of wine. And I think girls have to be very mindful this time of year. Or we could gain 20 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
The foods that's being thrown at us constantly. Like, I've avoided fudge 3 times this week, and I love fudge, but I am trying to maintain.
But you're sticking to your diet, and you're doing well, right?
Except for the chocolate wine. I'm pretty sure that's not on it.
But you're down.
Yeah.
Are you still down 10?
I am down 10.
Congratulations! Keep coming back. It works.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I'm...
What's your goal?
I want to do 10 more.
Is that bad? Why are you making the face?
It feels like people are going to be like, what? But they don't have my body. My body 5 years ago is 10 pounds lighter than it is now.
10 pounds more?
No. My body 5 years ago was 10 pounds lighter than it is now.
Right. But you just lost 10 pounds. That's what I'm asking.
Right.
10 pounds more.
Right. I've gained 20 pounds in the last 5 years.
So 20 pounds since we started.
I'm happy weight because I love you.
You gained 20 pounds
since we started. You're a foodie. Like nobody's business. I used to just not eat much. It was more about drinking and hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
And my friends were girls, so I didn't eat a lot. You're a big foodie. You're like, hey, let's go do bacon fried rice. Okay.
Yeah. I love stuff like that.
I know. And so I just have to find the happy medium. When you're gone, I need to really be me and not.
But you said to me, because I said I eat, and you go, yeah, but you don't get fat.
You don't.
I do.
Men,
I go up like 5-10 pounds, and then I can drop 5 or 10 pounds really quick.
But women have more fat on them. So when we gain weight, it's like more detrimental. Like when you gain weight, you can drop 5 pounds by going to the bathroom.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And girls cannot.
Oh, not all girls, but.
I can't. No, I don't drop 5 pounds. Anyway.
So I'm glad you're happy with your diet and what you're doing, and the party's been good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, can we talk about today's anniversary? Is that allowed?
Sure. We can do that.
Yeah. So, 27 years ago today, you stopped drinking.
I did.
It's your AA anniversary. And I kind of felt...
So much for anonymous.
Oh, I just asked if you could talk about it.
I'm kidding.
I have it on my work calendar. Steve.
You do?
AA anniversary. And I looked up today. I was like, maybe that's not the best place to put that.
27 years.
Yep.
Without a cocktail.
Right.
I've only tasted alcohol accidentally.
A couple times, right?
Twice.
Yeah. I was there for one.
You were there for one. And another one was I was working in Australia. And my friend Sean Mayo, another British comic.
Not Shane Mayer.
No, Sean Mayo. M-E-O. Sean and I were working in Australia. And we had gone to a bar after our show. And Sean went to the bar, and he got a Jack and Coke, and I ordered a Coke.
Ooh.
And the bartender switched them up on him, when they said, this is that, and this is that. And so when he handed it to me, I took a
big... And you were probably thirsty.
I was, from being just off stage. So I took a big... I didn't swallow it. That's the best part. I took a big swig, and I spit it out like it was... Like fire. Like it just went, and I was in the bar, and I just spit it everywhere.
How long had you been sober at that point?
Let's see. That would have been 2000. So.
Yeah.
17 years?
Yeah.
Something like that. Or
Wow.
So anyway, I spit it out, and I thought Sean was going to get in a fist fight with the bartender.
Why?
I swear. Because he ran back and went, you know what you did? You screwed up. My friend doesn't drink. He, you know, you could have made him fall off the wagon. This is the kind of shit that... He really took it worse than I did.
But
I'm like, dude.
We're all human.
I was like, dude,
we
it's cool.
We all make mistakes.
I know. I was like, dude, it's cool. I'm all right. It's not all right. That's the kind of stuff that, you know.
Whoa, Sean.
So.
Mayo.
Yeah.
Chill
so,
out.
So, anyway, that was that story.
Yeah. Well, 27 years. Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And people ask me all the time, do you miss it? No.
No, you don't. And you actually get annoyed with people that drink too much.
I get really annoyed with people
really
that drink. Really,
annoyed.
Really annoyed.
He's been really annoyed with me a lot.
There's been a couple of times. I'm not against people drinking at all.
Right.
I mean, I think that's like, I always tell people, I used up my drinking days all in one time. Because I think people have, you have these days. Because most people don't drink every day.
Mm-mm.
They got them spread out. I just figure I used all mine up at one time, and I'm done. But when I go out to bars and I watch people getting trashed or getting drunk and watch the progression of
mm-hmm.
– I almost want to slap drinks out of their hand because it's like I need to help you before you go too far.
Right.
Like people don't see – they don't see themselves falling over the edge of the evening. You know, like you're at the point right now you should be having fun. Don't suck down two more just because, that tastes good.
You want to keep the fun going.
I'm going to keep it, you know, and then next thing
and
you know,
goes,
you're...
whoa.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then when I see people throwing up in the trash cans in the casino, so when you see somebody throwing up in a trash can in the MGM.
Especially a grown adult, like mid-30s. Like,
yeah.
I want to say the last time I, like, really threw up from drinking was, like, mid-20s. And that was the very first time I ever had homemade sangria. I love my
and
best.
It was so good.
I love my best friend Amanda, but dang, I was throwing up over her front porch.
And it was so good.
And yeah, I feel like you learn. Like I learn. Like I know when my cutoff is, but there's a different cutoff. There's the cutoff when you're gonna get sick, and I knew that by the time I met you, which was 27, which
yeah.
I think I learned pretty early.
Right.
But then there's the cutoff where Steve wants to just leave me at the local Conoco until I sober up.
Right. When the stories, when things start to repeat or the questions start to repeat or...
The tears.
Like,
yeah.
There's just a certain like...
Or I'm like, I don't care if you don't like Florida Georgia Line. I need to hear this song. Baby, you a song. You make me what... Yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. But
there's
mostly
two different levels.
Did we tell the story? No, we hadn't because we've been gone. About you, like not being able to work the turnstile in Vegas.
We did tell this.
Did we tell this? I thought
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, we did.
We did. Okay.
Yeah, that was in our last podcast. If you want to hear all about that,
go to the next last
week's Wrinkled Sheets. It was a Vegas recap.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I forgot we'd already been back since then.
Yeah, look at us doing 2 weeks in a row. What's
Holy
up?
Holy crap, what is up? What is going on?
People are going to be bored with us. Yeah. So what's going on in life?
Well, I was going to talk about our Vlogmas. We've been doing Vlogmas, and we're shooting a video every day in December.
Until Christmas.
Is it just till Christmas?
Yeah, it's Vlogmas.
Some people say all December, and other people say...
No, if you watch the true Vlogmasers,
Vlogmasers?
The last day is to Christmas.
Okay, so we're going to do that then, to Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Are we doing all of December?
It's up to you. You're pulling the lead here.
I know.
Rudolph.
You've got to just film at work. You just have to pick up your...
You don't understand.
No. I know.
I text you 3 hours after you text me. Do you need anything? That's how not attached to my phone I am at work.
I know.
It sits at my desk, and then a few hours later I go, wait, where's my phone?
I know.
Is Steve alive?
I'm starting to feel abandoned because I'll text you and say, did you want me to do something for you?
Like,
I'm like, oh, I've already gone and come back and home. And you're like,
well, today was different. I got pulled into a meeting that was supposed to be an hour, and then it got dragged into 2 hours.
Well, won't you tell them? I can't do this.
Hi, Senior VP of HR, my boss's boss.
I can't
do this.
I can't do this.
Because I have to go check my text messages.
Well, why can't you be like everybody else and just look at your phone? Tell me that...
I didn't take my phone into the meeting.
Why can't you take your phone into the meeting?
I do typically, but I didn't, because this was nice. Like, I was able to, like, talk to technicians, which is our, like, first-level employee.
Yeah.
If there weren't technicians in our company, there would be no me. And they were like, we were talking like back and forth about issues, and it was very problem solving. I felt like Superwoman.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I can help take on the world.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. So at work, I feel like it would just be me going, hi. Oh, guess what? Another conference call.
Yeah.
I filled up my tea.
I can't figure out from watching vlogs. And if anybody else watches them, let us know. But from watching them, a lot of times that seems like what people do.
No.
Yes.
None of our vlog people that I enjoy.
Yes.
That I enjoy.
No, I'm just saying.
Sit at a desk all day.
No, I'm not somebody.
They're all walking into the world and like hanging out with people.
But
and
a lot of times
like,
they're just doing nothing and still right. still taping it. Like the other day we're watching Zoella. You know, mm-hmm. she's like. Oh, I'm just laying here on the couch.
But she's so
I'm
cute.
I'm just laying on the couch. And
I heard there's a vlogger out there that analyzes other vloggers' vlogs.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was on the latest Grace Helbig podcast. I forget the guy's name. But, like, most recently he was talking about Alfie.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Zoella's boyfriend who lives in England. And so the guy, like, would, like, get on his bed with his vlog and be like, in his British accent that I can't do, I'm so tired. I just had a long day. And then he would turn himself over as though he was laying on Alfie and be like, well, why don't you get some sleep? And, yeah. Grace is like, what? We need to stop this guy. He's going to take over the world.
Who, Alfie or the guy that's making fun of them?
The guy he's not making fun. He's, like, reacting to his fellow YouTuber vlogs.
Like now, Grace did a great parody of
Vlogmas. And she said that she is addicted to Vlogmas,
mm-hmm.
and that not to take offense. Well, I'm sure she just said that to save face. But.
Right. But she, you could tell from watching her parody, almost who she was picking out and making fun of. Oh, my God. I'm so tired. Oh, my God.
I have so much to do.
Look at my hair. Oh, my God.
I look atrocious.
I don't know.
And I've done that. So, like, the next couple days, I was like,
I'm not doing that in the vlogs.
Don't talk about Butterfly. Even though I love her. Even though she hates me.
Well, like, last night, I was filming something. And you go, don't film me. I look horrible. And I pointed at the TV. I go, look, Zoella is showing her zits in her vlog.
I know.
And I'm like, see, when you...
That's because she's young enough to have zits. Damn it. I felt old today. I was sitting next to three of my mid-20s employees,
uh-huh.
and they were sitting there talking about concerts that were coming up in Denver, and their New Year's Eve's plans at the downtown clubs, and I just felt so old. I was like, I have no idea who any of these artists are that they're going to see.
That's not age, that's just you. Seriously. I don't mean that in a bad way. You get stuck on things, and you're like, mm-mm, I only listen to this CD for the next 4 years. This is all I'm going to pay... You do?
All right.
You do.
You know, we got some cool news stories to talk about.
What do we have?
Speaking of Christmas, uh-huh. Vlogmas, there was a mystery Santa that paid for $484,000 in U.S. Shoppers Walmart purchases.
How much?
$484,000.
Wow.
It was in Cleveland. Secret Santas gave an early Christmas gift to shoppers at Walmart stores in three states. By anonymously paying off $484,000 that they owed on holiday purchases set aside at the retailer. So layaway. Isn't that crazy?
That was at the Walmart.
Yes.
And I just heard earlier on a newscast that somebody at a Kmart paid $100,000+ for layaway.
And another one paid off more than $106,000 in Walmart layaways in Ohio. That's so sweet.
I know, but who can do that? I guess rich people. You know.
I guess, yeah.
But you got to be really rich for that because you can't even do your write-off on that.
No.
You know, it's not like you...
Maybe you get diagnosed with terminal cancer and you have like $400,000 in the bank.
And you just want to spread the love before you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's P.O. Box 1435, Parker, Colorado, 80135.
But seriously, if you guys want to not send us money, but if you want to... If you want to send us, like, candy to try, because we've done the candy challenges on our vlog. If you want to send us products to try. If you just want to send us letters.
Yeah. It's
no hate mail.
No hate mail.
Hate mail will be burn material.
But it's at P.O. Box 1435, Parker, Colorado, 80135. And, yeah, since we're doing the video vlogs, we can always do, like, we got this and mm-hmm. plug and promo if you have stuff you want us to show and try.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be fun. Did you hear about the Houston man that proposed in a big way?
No.
There was a Houston man. He stopped traffic on a very busy highway in Interstate 45. Are you familiar?
Yeah, that's right by my old house.
So a video of the Sunday stunt posted online shows this guy on one knee in the middle of Interstate 45 proposing to his girlfriend amid a cacophony. I don't know. Of angry shouts and trucks and car horns. She said yes, but he was charged today with obstructing a roadway, a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in jail and a fine of up to $2,000.
Well, how would he even stop? Because that's a major.
If you watch the video, like it looks like he has like he has a couple cars with him that stop a couple lanes, but, and then like other people are like stopping. And it's on a Sunday. It happened on a Sunday. So it's not as busy as a typical day.
Like a work day.
But crazy, right?
Yeah. What if she'd have said no?
That would be bad,
Juju. Would he just gone ahead and jumped off the overpass there?
There was no overpass. I watched the video.
There's a lot of overpasses on 45.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The Gulf Freeway in Houston. That's what that... Yeah. You don't know.
I don't. I didn't live there. Like, if you said Highway 65 or I-76, got that.
They run through Missouri.
Branson and Springfield.
From where?
Branson and Springfield.
They connect each other?
Yeah. I-76 and Highway 65. That's in Branson.
Is that where Andy Williams' movies, music theater is on right there?
It's off of I-76, not 65, though.
So is I-76, would that be the actual main drag? That,
yeah.
That'd be like Las Vegas Boulevard of Branson?
Yes.
Cat is trying to get up in your lap, and the dog is already there. There's going to be a throwdown.
I smell a fight.
Throwdown.
Yes, that is the main drag of Branson. If you would go back home with me once, mm-hmm. maybe I could show you.
Yeah.
Janet's stomping grounds.
Yeah. Sure, we could do that one time.
5.5 years. This month. 3 days ago, it was 5.5 years.
Was it really?
Yeah. And nope. You will not go home with me.
But you haven't really wanted me to go home with you.
I have, but you do not want to go. You know what's back there?
You?
There's lots of Branson.
You know what's back there.
And Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And my kinfolk.
Uh-huh. Winterbone.
There's no meth involved.
Winterbone.
Oh, goodness. There was a 12-year-old arrested with 20 prior arrests. And I think it's a he. Yep, it's a he. I figured it was a he.
Okay.
And he stole an 89-year-old's car. That's what ended his most recent arrest. 12 years old.
How is this child not already in jail forever? I mean, what's the holdup? Only because he is a child, they just slap him with little fines or something?
I guess.
But at what point do you become just a habitual criminal?
I don't know.
I mean, the rules are set
say.
At that point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because I know for an adult, we had the 3-strike rules.
But imagine, in 6 years, he's going to be 18.
And in prison.
Hopefully.
And then,
sorry, should I say that?
Yeah, no, I agree. We can't be, that's back to the politically correct. Can I say that? That's what, you've been paying attention to the whole, the terror thing, that, like in the San Bernardino.
Yes.
The shooting and stuff.
I couldn't help but.
Yeah. Well, because I've been watching
Fox News
it a lot.
Constantly. 24/7.
The thing that bugs so many people is...
Something bugs Steve. Shocking.
The things that bugs so many people... I didn't say me. I said so many people.
You're
is
including
that,
yourself.
Is the politically correct neighbor that didn't want to say anything that could have saved all those lives.
Okay. I don't think you would be much different. You're kind of a keep-to-yourself type of guy. Okay. There was a wellness check called on our neighbor like 3 weeks ago. You were out of town. No one's listening. You were out of town, and, like, it's 10 o'clock on a Saturday, Sunday night. I don't know. I didn't have to work the next day. That's why I was awake that late. And I heard something outside. I had the window cracked. I'm like, do I hear police radio? Because I grew up with a police scanner in my living room.
Winterbone.
I was like, am I back to that? And I look outside. I was like, there are, like, four police cars out in front of our house.
Three or 40, something like that.
Three or four out in front of our house, like two right in front of our house.
You were thinking, holy crap, what have I done?
I'm like, what's happening? So I went onto the front porch. Like, I'm like, what's going on? And as I came out, the police officer was walking toward, he's like, well, we've been asked to check on your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
He's missed some very important appointments. And his daughter wanted us to check on him. Have you seen him? And I was like, well, I haven't seen them, but I saw their car today. And I didn't see them, but I saw their car, you know. I don't know what's going on. Okay, so I immediately text you. I let you know. And, like,
yeah.
It takes, like, a week and a half. I'm like, did you go over there? Did you talk to them? Nope. No. Bet.
None of my business.
Bingo!
But that's not being politically correct.
But no, you stay to yourself.
Yes.
It's not that they were being politically correct.
No, it was.
They were staying to themselves.
No, they weren't. They said. They actually said.
It was probably a bad response by themselves. But
that
I
we
know
saw
neighbors.
This going on, but we wanted to say something, but we didn't want to be thought racist. That's what actually has come out.
And you didn't want to be thought nosy.
That's not being politically correct, though.
But
if I saw somebody getting like packages and thinking they were doing bombs and stuff, it's different than going, oh, no, I guess they're all right. I can see them over there.
I don't think – you can judge what you don't understand, but you have never walked a mile in that man's shoes.
If you saw – okay,
Presley,
let's go to you.
Elvis Presley.
What would you do?
I would probably be scared, and I would say, Steve –
would you go over there and check? I've seen a lot of packages going in there. There's a lot of people going in and that house all night long. There's a lot of Middle Eastern guys over there, huh?
I think his wife's gone. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, if that's...
You keep talking about this instance, but you can't judge them until you're in their shoes. You can judge them saying, well, they should have done this, but... there's a lot of things that aren't perfect about your life that other people would probably be like, oh, he should have done this.
Yeah, but you're still here.
I wasn't talking about me. Dear Lord, yes. I'm not going anywhere, Mom and Al. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, you could tell that story if you want to.
Yeah, so I guess your mom was like, Janet's not going to stick around forever.
No. You better do something. Because, you know, she's a woman just gets tired. She gets tired of waiting around. And Janet has been there 5 years. Like five and a half, Mom. 5.5 years. That's even worse.
We don't want kids. Like, there's no... like, once we do the marriage thing, what is there next? One of us dies?
Yeah.
That's it. Like,
right. And
I'm not pushing that next step because the following step kind of sucks.
Right.
Like, I get it when you're young and
you want to start a life and start a family and start your growing your finances together and save for retirement and all that kind of thing.
But you're like retirement's in like 10 years.
I am never going to be able to retire.
I know.
If I'm not on
Again,
stage selling jokes, I'll be
married.
Going, hi, welcome to Walmart, need a car. Basically, you're my retirement plan. That's.
I've never felt so much pressure in my life. You know, for a while they took away the Walmart greeters, but they're back, so you've got hope.
See?
Yay!
I didn't.
And maybe you can work some overtime.
I haven't noticed the greeters.
They're there.
Are they back?
Yep.
Are they greeting you, or are they just checking your receipt as you leave?
They say hi. Yeah, they say hi.
Because it used to be, hi, welcome to Walmart. Need a cart? I mean,
oh, well, there's not complete sentences.
There's not?
No.
No.
So, like, after your stroke, you can work.
Hey, welcome to Walmart. Need a cart?
You can say hi.
Yeah. People go, that's not funny for him to make fun of stroke people.
We already established we're not politically
correct
people.
We're not politically correct. And I just had to sing, speaking of, I just had to sing two Christmas carols as stroke face.
Had to.
Had to for the Finnish podcast. We are not here to please you.
They love your stroke face.
They love my character called Stroke Face, and so they sent me an email and said, "Will you send us a couple of Christmas carols sung by Stroke Face?" I did it this afternoon and sent it to them.
Oh,
so, yeah,
that's why you didn't get packed.
Jingle bells.
Okay, we don't need it on here. I don't find enjoyment out of that voice.
You don't?
No.
Way outside.
Have you had a family member have a stroke?
No.
My mother had a stroke at the age of 38.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Does she sing like that?
Half of her face had issues and half of her arms.
But she's back now, right?
Well, you haven't met her. You'd know if you'd met her.
Oh, you know how bad you just make me sound?
5.5 years. I've been to your family's how many times? I've met cousins.
Cousins? You're basically part of the family on my side.
Yeah, like I'm in the gift exchange.
Yeah. And then your side of the family.
We're finally getting to the portion where Steve goes, hey, tell your dad I said hi. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you wrote back, holy shit, what?
I didn't say that. I was like, LOL, that's a first.
Well, I didn't want to be, you were talking to me and him at the same time.
I was texting you and I was talking to
like,
him.
Well, just tell your dad hi. I guess I could have said, right.
What's his phone number? I should call and say hi to him. Hi, Carl. I'm Steve. Nope.
Do you really want me to get involved in...
Yes, it's part of my life. It is who I am from.
Do you really want me to get involved with their stuff?
No, I don't want you to get involved with their stuff. I want you to meet them. They're,
right.
They're not going to be, like, sinking their teeth into you and be like, guess what? Raw. This is our life. They won't.
Really?
Yep.
How come I've been on the phone for 4 hours.
That's because I've lived the... I have been attached to them for 34 years.
I can't. Text me. I can't get off the phone with my...
It wasn't 4 hours. I love talking to my family.
Oh, I didn't say you didn't love talking to...
Dear Lord. No, I was just... Yeah, it was the other... Yeah. Okay.
So what did you get them for Christmas, because since they don't listen?
I got my dad, he's a huge, we've talked about this, a Kansas City Royals fan. So I got him a t-shirt from when they won the pennant.
Right.
And then a t-shirt from when they won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got him a calendar with Janet's face on every month.
That's not too self-serving or don't forget me.
No, they love pictures. And then I got my mom a calendar with Janet's face on the
every month. Pay.
And then I got her a pair of tennis shoes.
They're like nurse's shoes.
She was a nurse's assistant for 12 years.
Oh.
And she loves white, brand new white tennis shoes, just white on white.
Well,
and she has the tiniest feet alive. They're like 5.5.
When you went to the shoe store to get them, I didn't realize.
They're so tiny.
The lady at the shoe store goes, you know, those are actually like a child's three.
Three. And
what?
They still didn't have a white on white. Yeah. Yeah.
Tiny feet. Like
she has, but she's 5'2.5. Well, she was 5'2.5. Now that she's aged, she's probably like 5'1.5. I don't know. Don't you shrink as you get older?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's really short. Like, when I go see her, I'm like, oh, little munchkin mom.
Where did you get your height from? Because you're like 6'2".
Well, her mom was 6 foot tall.
Uh-huh.
My dad's dad was 6 foot tall. So put those genes together and you get 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, mm-hmm. I think my mom's dad was pretty tall. But my grandmother on my father's side, she was... I don't know how tall she was. She never really told me, but she was always really short.
I'm the only person in my family that isn't tall.
Yeah, you're kind of a runt.
I know. I am.
You're like a little nugget.
I know. Like, everybody is 6 foot or taller. Most of them are taller. Like, my grandfather, I think, was 6'3", and his brother was 6'4".
But how tall was your mom?
And his uncle, my mom's short.
How tall was your mom's dad?
He was I don't know, because it's been so... He died when I was, like, really young. So
was
I don't
he bald?
Remember. Yes, he was bald.
Okay. You get a lot of your traits from your mom's dad. Like, that's what they always... That's what I've always heard. Like, a guy can judge if he's going to lose his hair by looking at his mom's dad.
Yes, but here's the division on my family.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not have noticed this because you didn't know my grandparents.
Nope.
My brother, who is bald, just has the ring around the back of his head. He looks like... my mom's dad.
Right.
I look like my dad's dad who had hair until he died.
So but you have the height of your
mom's
family and the hair. Like, if you hadn't had
it's
your
weird
Bosley,
how the genetics would do that, yeah.
Your Bosley fun,
yeah,
then you
I'd
would
be
probably look
very
like your
receding.
Mom's. Yeah. But I've always heard about the hair.
Yeah, mom's side of your family is your typically it.
And I see that happening with my brother. Like, he's got pretty good hair now, but I see it getting thinner.
Yeah, somebody said that about my brother in Vegas, is that they compared us to the it's probably not a good comparison now, but Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen.
Do they have the same parents?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. Exact same parents? I thought maybe they just shared a dad.
No, they have the same parents. Mm. And that's sort of the same that, like, so I can tell Charlie that you guys are related, Sheen? But I wouldn't say that you guys
are. So maybe Charlie Sheen's had work done?
No, they just.
Because you had a deviated septum.
You don't look like a brother.
Right. I don't know who I look like. Did I tell you the story?
You look like some Asian guy. I'm just kidding.
When I was in sixth grade, I forget why, but we had to bring a family picture in.
Uh-huh.
I brought my picture in. And my teacher's like, oh, are you adopted? I'm like, what? No. I had blonde hair. Naturally blonde hair at that point in my life.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
It turned darker. And then you look at my mom, my brother, and my dad, and they all have really dark hair. And I was like, no. I haven't found that paperwork in the attic. Believe me, after that, I started looking.
Did you find anything at all?
No, I didn't.
Cause you.
But you've said that I look like my mom in some of the younger pictures.
Yeah.
But like, you see it when my mom was super thin. And
well, you're like a combo of both, the genetics of both. Because I can see your dad in you, too.
Oh, no. Don't ever tell me that.
Yeah.
In what mannerism?
Smile. I think y'all have the same overbite. Smile, teeth, and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sucks.
Does it?
Yeah. No one wants to look like their parent.
No. No.
Especially as they get older, you're like,
am I going to look like that? Is that what I'm going to, the course I'm on? Is that the collision course? Am I about to hit the iceberg of?
Every time I go get my hair done, I'm like, hair girl. Her name's Hillary. I'm like, Hillary, do I have any gray hair? Nope. My dad did not start getting gray hair till like late 40s. And if you look at his hair, it's like salt and pepper now. Mainly pepper.
I started going gray in my 30s, probably like 33, 34.
A lot of the people I work with are like that.
Like the vlog we watch for Florida Force and her husband, Mike. He can't be that old and he's already going gray.
She's like 27, so he's got to be like 25 to 30.
Somewhere in there and he's already going gray. So.
But he looks distinguished.
He does. He's got that British, like he could be.
I love that accent.
That sort of I could be James Bond's boss kind of thing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that accent. I changed my Surrey to speak British.
You've really gotten kind of like I am. I mean,
I don't want to go over there. It's cold and
you don't want to go?
No, if it was like warm and sunny, uh-huh. I'd want to go. I want Florida to come here. And we could hang out. And she could just talk to me all day long.
And you could be like best friends.
BFFs.
So you really don't want to go over there and see all the lights?
Maybe. Maybe in the warmer time of the year.
You would like to be surrounded by that accent to feel like you were submerged
in the culture? No, because sometimes that accent can be a little hard to understand. Like, you hear some English people and you're like...
That's Cockney.
It's like Southern... That Southern accent, like the...
Hey, what you gonna do down here today? What you gonna go down front? Come down to the water pool?
Where it sounds like they're, like, with gravel in their mouth.
Right, that's how it is, Cockney. When the folk talk like this, she can't stand what I'm saying.
And I go, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what we have seen a lot of on YouTube, speaking of Flora and them?
What?
Are the hoverboards.
I know, and I want one. My friend, Pat, who's a DJ in Omaha, Wichita. He's a Wichita, I think. It might be Omaha. Anyway, he had one in his video. He's doing videos.
Well, he needs to watch the F out. Because the federal government launched an investigation into hoverboards Monday as reports mount of the top-selling toy catching fire and injuring people.
I know. It burned a house down somewhere in Louisiana.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission investigation was prompted by the 29 reports it has received of personal injuries from the hoverboards that required emergency room treatment and 10 other reports of the hoverboards catching fire.
Holy crap!
Amazon pulled the product from its digital shelves Monday, and the three largest airlines in the U.S., Delta, United, and American, have banned the two-wheeled self-balancing motorized board from their flights due to concerns that the board's lithium-ion batteries could ignite a fire on their planes.
Yeah. One of the shows I was watching showed the actual, like, hoverboard, the real expensive ones that are, you know, $1,000, close to the, you know, the big ones. And then they showed these cheap knockoffs.
Don't do cheap.
And they showed, when they opened them up, the difference was the wiring. You could tell, you could tell the wiring was cheap.
You wanted to buy a cheap one.
I did. I actually thought about buying. I thought, come on, I just want to get one to knock around with. I don't need something to go all terrain. But yeah, those cheap ones, like the battery was just glued to right straight to the plastic, not like encased in anything. So be careful if you're getting those.
Get the nice ones.
Go for the nice one. But I want one. I actually want that other thing that Jesse has. Jesse from BF and GF.
No, you don't.
That motorized skateboard. Not the hoverboard, but the motorized skateboard.
That's like $1,800.
How cool is that, though? Just stand on it?
Do you know how to ride a skateboard?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Not like they... Yeah, I do. I mean, I can't do, like, jumps and go down steps and stuff, but I rode a skateboard when I was a kid, and I know how to surf.
How long ago was that? Don't do the math.
Why do you have to be like this?
Because I don't want you to get hurt.
I don't want to get hurt either.
I'm trying to pull up the next story, but my phone is running slow. Speaking of...
Yes?
I want to say for the last 5.5 years, I've had to live with crappy Wi-Fi.
What's your point?
Call the service provider, which is who? CenturyLink.
CenturyLink, obviously, we have crappy internet.
Crappy? I can be within, like, tonight, I was 6 feet from the freaking box, and you had to restart it.
I had to restart the router.
It's redonkulous.
And it's expensive.
Okay, yeah. That's what got me going, is when you told me how much we pay a month, like $100+ a month.
It's $113 a month because it's the it's the package thing where you do the house phone and long distance and all. And I don't use that anymore.
No, like the phone rings. I don't even know the number to the house. And when it rings, like everyone ignores it. No one answers it.
And the only reason I've kept the house phone
is because you have a fax machine.
Is because
and no one faxes anymore.
I know, and
you scan an email.
I know. That's starting to be. I mean, this is running through my head though. So I don't know any other provider because we don't. DirecTV doesn't offer.
No, and AT&T doesn't.
And so what we the things that we use don't have internet, and I don't know what's in our area other than like. This neighborhood was set up for, like, when I bought the house, it actually was part of the packet. Like, this.
Well, you need to call CenturyLink and be like, hey, you need to fix this.
Like, get
it's
this.
It's jacking with
it's
our
jacking
TV.
With, that is jacking with the TV.
So we've had DirecTV out here. They've looked at it and said, I think it's your.
Your Wi-Fi, your connection.
Your Wi-Fi, yeah. So why did you not have CenturyLink come out immediately afterwards?
They did, and they put a little new – that's a new router. That's a brand new router.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's the actual – I don't think – there's something wrong with
I run faster after off of my work hotspot, which is on an AT&T cell phone, than I do our home Wi-Fi.
I know.
I'm not trying to complain to you.
No, I know. We're complaining to the people out there that are still listening.
CenturyLink help.
Yeah.
So if you don't help, then it'll be hashtag CenturyLink sucks.
Anybody in the Denver area, Parker, Colorado area, if you're listening to this, tell us what internet provider you use. Because seriously, we might end up
changing. We don't want wired internet.
No,
don't be throwing
that Wi-Fi
out there. Because I had Comcast, and they weren't great.
Yeah, well, Wi-Fi is everything now.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what every device is running on Wi-Fi. Two of our printers in the house are Wi-Fi.
I love it. I love Wi-Fi. Remember when I first started dating you, I didn't know what Wi-Fi was? It worries me that I might not know what Wi-Fi was, or Wi-Fi, as I thought it was back then.
As you did.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's Wi-Fi? And you're like, wireless internet? And you, like, showed me how to set it up on my phone.
You had no idea
I had
about
no
it.
Idea.
How was that possible?
There was no one in my life at that time that had ever showed me what Wi-Fi was. Like, it was all wired.
Nobody in any part of your job or other two jobs you were working or not even your ex-softball guy didn't use?
No, we had Comcast. And then after Comcast, Verizon had these little sticks that you put in that would create internet. But you couldn't, like I couldn't connect my phone to it.
Well, I'm glad I could teach you something in your old age.
Hey, I was 27. I was young. Impressionable.
That was 5 years ago.
5.5.
Oh my God. People are doing math right now trying to figure out. She's not a Really? She's that old? No wonder she talks about Botox all the time.
Didn't we say that you were 27 years sober? And 5.5 years ago, I was, huh?
Did you really need to go there?
You're the one that's throwing out the age thing.
Oh, man.
So, I am kind of obsessed with Jif Palm. He is, like, very similar to Boo.
It's Boo.
Boo is not as human-like as Jif Palm.
Jif Palm is pretty damn cute. Jif Palm walks on his front legs.
He's a Pomeranian. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest dog, I think, on his front legs. He wears t-shirts. He poses with superstars. And he seems to love his owner.
Unlike your dog.
Right. And I keep telling people the next dog that we get
is going to be a Jif Palm.
It's going to be a Jif Palm, but then I think, oh, the grooming is going to be way high maintenance.
I bet you, and I told you this, I bet they groom that dog every day.
Every day.
Because it's not a hair out of place. It is a perfect
And I feel like
poof.
Pooh Bear, our cat, I trained her to like brushing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be something you need to start young so they get used to it. Because there is a video that shows the Boo getting his Boo haircut,
uh-huh.
And he just sits there. He's like, whatevs. You freaking turn on a razor around Butterfly, the dog, which is a teacup poodle, she'll freak the F out.
Oh, she hates being groomed.
She does. So, but I'm kind of obsessed with Jif Palm right now. Like, when I'm having a bad day, I seriously, three times
you
a day,
watch Snapchats of...
I pull up Jif Palm's Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
But then I found this article of some of the least popular dog breeds,
uh-huh.
And I thought we should share them. You want to talk about it?
Why, do we own two of them?
Well, I haven't looked through the whole list because I want to be surprised.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so some of these names I might have trouble pronouncing, and you might not even have heard of. But the first one is the American Water Spaniel Quick... No, it was the American Water Spaniel.
Right. That is the dog, I believe, that Obama and his wife have.
So, why it might not be popular, it barks a lot, and it has high maintenance grooming needs.
Don't need that at all.
The next one is the Kvassiv.
Don't know that one.
I've
never even heard of that
one. It's a big, white, fluffy thing.
Oh, kind of looks like a Great Pyrenees in a way.
Yeah. It has a lot of health concerns that includes it doesn't handle heat well and isn't suited for apartment living. It's a big dog.
I'm not suited for apartment living.
You are not. The next one is the Glen of Imal Terrier.
Let me see a picture. Okay. It's a shaggy looking dog.
So it's not ideal for apartment living. And it has a hard time handling the heat. And this breed doesn't make for a good watchdog and requires regular exercise if living in an apartment.
So people really do take their dogs for walks. Really do.
Like, my friend Ashley Gamble, the one that was on the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine to begin with, she takes her dog three times a day,
uh-huh.
Because that's how the dog goes to the bathroom.
They have to take it out.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, we just let our dogs out the back door.
Thank God they can go out there.
The next one is the Curly-Coated Retriever.
Never heard of that one.
It has health concerns. It's a large purebred with a few health concerns, including canine hip dysplasia. This breed sheds regularly and isn't suited for apartment living.
Oh.
Are a lot of people living in apartments these days?
A lot. Okay. A lot of people.
The next one is the Faroe Hound.
Let me see that one. It looks like an Afghan sort of. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's not ideal for apartment living, and it's an active breed that requires daily exercise. These dogs cannot tolerate cold climates and are happiest in a home with a yard or acreage.
And happy if they're owned by rich people with a lot of property.
It has someone they can, walk it. The next one is the Lochen.
Lochen? I don't know that. Never have seen that breed.
It barks and it has high groom needs. The next one is the Portuguese Pondengo.
What?
Pincuno.
Okay. It looks like a terrier.
Yeah. It has a lot of energy. And sheds a lot. So that's why people don't like that one. The next one is the Danny Dinmont Terrier. How many terriers are there?
There's a lot of terrier breeds.
Yeah. This one has a lot of health concerns, including vertebral disc disease.
Spine problems.
The next one is the Commodore.
Oh, the Commodores. I love the Commodores. They were a great singing group.
Well, they bark a lot, and they have health concerns, including canine hip dysplasia and gastric torsion.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but it's
anytime,
gastric.
Anything that starts with barks a lot. Any of those breeds that say barks a lot. No.
The Salmon Terrier? Yeah, that's a weird haircut. It has frequent grooming requirements and heavy shedding.
That dog looks like the dog off the Monopoly set.
Yes, it does.
That's what that dog looks like.
The Polish Lowland Sheepdog is another one. It has heavy grooming needs. It's high maintenance that needs frequent grooming. And they're active dogs, and they're difficult to train and require regular exercise.
He's out.
The Chinook?
The fish?
No, it's a dog. I'm talking about dogs.
Yeah, I know, but I've never heard of that
It
breed.
Has a lot of heavy grooming needs. It has seasonal shedding and is not ideal for apartment living.
Well, so far none of our dogs are in this list.
Yeah, it doesn't look like any of our dogs are on this list. There's just a lot of these names that I don't know.
Did you realize there was that many even dogs?
No. No. But I'm not seeing that Jif Pom's on here. No. The American Foxhound is not one because of the not ideal for apartment living.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. What kind of dog would you want to get if we ever got another dog?
American Eskimo. Kind of like the one we already have. Or, get this. I saw a picture of a breed the other day. It's a miniature, I think it's a mixture of a Malamute. And a Pomeranian. And it's the size of a Pomeranian, but it looks like a big Malamute. It looks like they just put a shrink ray on a...
How much are those? Like $10,000.
Maybe. Because,
like, you take the price of a Pomeranian, which is like $4,000, and you take the price of a Malamute, which is like $7,000.
No, I think...
I have priced Malamutes before.
Have you?
I loved American Huskies until I realized how big they were. I'd never had a dog before.
I wish I knew we were going to talk about this. I'd have kept the... I was just scrolling one day, and I saw the picture of it, and I looked it up, and it was just a miniature...
But I just got to say, like, we have a lot of animals. Today, in an HR meeting that we had, we went around the room and introduced ourselves and said what pets we have. And, like, everyone's like, a dog, two dogs, two cats. I'm like, we have two dogs, two cats, and I think about 10 fish by now.
I think there's about 12 or 14.
And I'm just like, I'm a single mom when you travel. I don't have time for this.
Speaking of which, I need to go out and break up the ice on the pond now.
It's been freaking winter here.
So our fish don't die.
Yeah. But, yeah. If anyone has a Jif Pom that they want to get rid of.
Contact Janet.
Is P.O. Box.
1435 Parker, Colorado, 80134.
I would make room in our lives for that. It might become a work dog.
Oh, you'd take that dog every day. It'd sit by your feet every day. I'm surprised this dog right here, Butterfly, does not go to work with you.
I gotta say, when you're traveling and I have to leave in the morning, I'm like, I wish I could take you with me. Because she's so much more loving to me when you're not here.
And she probably would lay right there with you.
Yeah, except for anyone that walked in, she'd be like, wah, 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 wah. She's a little yappy. But I heard Pomeranians are the same thing.
Yeah. Well... That about wraps it up for us this time. We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you did, please share it with your friends and let them know how to find us.
We are on Facebook if you go to Wrinkled Cheats. If you go to Twitter, it's Wrinkled Cheats the number one. If you want to email us, it's wrinkledcheatsthenumber1@gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to watch our vlogs, Vlogmas, you can go to YouTube and just circle...
Wrinkled Cheats?
Circle... Search Wrinkled Cheats.
Oh, that chocolate wine is getting to you.
Chocolate wine's getting to you.
Kick it in now.
And if you want to find Steve, just Google Steve McGrew.
Mm-hmm.
He's everywhere.
Everywhere.
If you want to find me, I'm PinkBarb27. The computer says we're done.
I don't know what that was. The dog is stepping on stuff. That's what I'm trying to...
Because she wants you.
All right. Well, guys, until next time, we'll see you. Thanks for listening. And we love you. Bye.
Bye.